This next item is going my way, driving accessibility through innovative autonomous transportation. From the beginning of the work on our blind driver challenge, we have used it as a platform to talk about access to all stages of the work being done in this country on, well, really around the world on autonomous vehicle technology. The Federation has participated with autonomous vehicle companies all over the world. And more of the leaders that are working in the autonomous vehicle industry have come to understand and prioritize our message of equal access. Waymo is one of the key companies in this emerging industry, and our next speaker is their global head of public policy. Her career has centered on building and growing government relation programs for large, small, established, and startup companies in fields like financial services, high tech, and transportation. And we're proud to have her company as a partner in our work to transform accessible transportation options for blind people. Here's Michelle Peacock.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Peacock. It's great to be here today. What an amazing time this has been. This whole convention has been spectacular. I've met so many great people. I want to give a shout out to my new best friend, Sailor Cooper from Houston. Yeah, thank you, Sailor. And it's just been amazing to meet so many cool people like Sailor today, earlier today. So let's talk about Waymo. Waymo, the words, stand for a new way forward in mobility. We are an autonomous driving technology company with a mission to make it safe and easy for people and things to move around. So fully autonomous technology holds the promise to improve road safety and offer mobility options for millions and millions of people. Waymo is building the Waymo Driver, which is our proprietary, fully autonomous driving system that is applied across two lines of businesses, Waymo One, our fully autonomous ride-hailing service that's now operating in the Metro Phoenix area, and Waymo Via, which is focused on all forms of commercial goods delivery, including heavy-duty trucking and local delivery. Now, I was asked this question earlier today, which is, when can I buy one of these Waymo cars? And, well, the answer is you're not. We don't manufacture cars to sell to the public. The cars that we are operating in San Francisco are beautiful Jaguar Land Rover I-Paces. So what we are doing is operating a fleet of these AV cars and heavy-duty trucks equipped with this driver. And since safety is at the heart of everything that we do, we think this can help improve road safety. Our company is building the technology using these fleets of cars to be able to provide mobility options for people without the need of having to buy this car. So we are the most advanced and experienced AV company with over 11 years of experience in autonomous vehicles. In 2009, we started as the Google Self-Driving Car Project, and in 2011, we began to develop our own hardware and sensors in-house. There's nothing on the market that could deliver this full autonomous capability. In 2015, we completed the world's first fully autonomous ride on public roads. This was in Austin, Texas, with our friend Steve Mann, who was blind. And in 2020, we launched to the public the world's first fully autonomous commercialized ride-hailing service in Phoenix. And right now, we have expanded our testing of Waymo One in San Francisco. So as I said, we believe that this Waymo driver has the ability to dramatically improve road safety because it's always paying attention. It's always paying attention to the roads. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get distracted. It's not yelling at the kids in the back seat. It's not spilling food down the front when they're trying to eat, or as I am prone to do, trying to find a Dua Lipa on the radio. So today, I'd like to share you a little bit more about our accessibility vision, because we think that the promise of AVs holds so much for accessibility. And we're going to focus on Waymo One, which is our ride-hail service. Now, as I said before, because we own our fleet, we are uniquely positioned to add accessibility features into our product in a way that the manually operated ride-hailing companies just can't do. And that's significant, because we believe the benefits of AVs will be brought to the market, to consumers, and to the public through shared ride-hailing before they reach drivers via personal car ownership. Introducing these features through our Waymo One ride-hailing service will mean more riders will benefit from them sooner than they otherwise would. And our philosophy here is completely aligned with the National Federation of the Blind. Our efforts to build inclusive technology and an inclusive user experience is just completely aligned with what we're trying to do here this weekend. Collaboration with this community has helped us find areas for improvement in our product that make AV rides more accessible, and in doing so, it raises the bar for the user experience for everyone. We're proud of this work, but in addition to that, I'm really excited to share that we've recently expanded our partnership and are collaborating with NFB on accessible infrastructure legislation in Congress that will advance our joint missions. Waymo has had a long-standing relationship with the blind community. Our Let's Talk Autonomous Driving campaign highlights the benefits of autonomous driving technology for people who cannot drive, and including organizations like Foundation for Blind Children, Lighthouse for the Blind SF, and World Blind Union. And in a minute, I'll talk you through the different ways we've designed our app for accessibility. But before I do, I want to stress two things. First, we know that we're not done. We understand that our service is a work in progress, and there's more that we can do to meet our riders' needs over time. And we've heard from the community loud and clear, nothing about us without us. So we want to make sure, yes, let's have that applause. There we go. We've heard from the community that nothing about us without us, and we've definitely put that into practice. And so we want to make sure that we're engaging with all of you on this process, collecting feedback, and using it to constantly improve our service. And then the second thing I wanted to point out is that this spirit of inclusive design actually benefits all of our customers. On several occasions, we've built inclusive design features and have found that those that were ostensibly built for the disabled community have been things that improve the user experience for the entire business. Yay! All right, so let's talk about these inclusive design features in Waymo One. So these include the option to minimize walking time when ordering a trip, turn-by-turn walking navigation, the ability to honk the car's horn remotely, and the option to contact rider support. So to ensure our service is accessible for riders with various needs, we have taken two broad approaches to developing these features. So first, we've conducted user research with these riders. We've had them use our app, take rides in the car, talk to the support team. This inevitably identifies opportunities for improvement, which are then added to the product development. And second, we've gathered feedback from internal riders that have disabilities. These are people with our sister company, Google, who have disabilities, and we get them in the car and get really valuable direct feedback from them as well. And there's also important to highlight the role that NFB played in helping us develop this technology. When we first started autonomous driving in Chandler, Arizona in 2017, NFB was invited to be part of our Trusted Tester program, where blind riders could experience AV rides and give us very specific and very direct feedback about their experience. And that has been tremendous treasure trove of information to help us perfect the offering that we have. So let's turn to the user experience of Waymo One, and I can tell you a little bit more about these features. So once a new user has onboarded with us, the rider can use the app to navigate to the accessibility settings. So I'll highlight a few of these settings and walk you through this experience. So first, the user orders a car using the Waymo One app. And the app is legible by a screen reader, which allows the blind users to navigate by hearing labels and buttons read out loud. And then what happens after that is the pickup process. And, you know, this also creates some challenges. From time to time, a rider might experience some competing factors at pickup or drop-off. And it would often involves balancing two things: a safe area to meet the car with a pickup, but that it might take a longer walk to get there. And so Waymo makes sure the rider is alerted to this situation as it happens and gives them the tools to help locate the vehicle. For example, we provide pickup and drop-off warnings for long walks before the trip is even ordered. So a rider, if they decide that's too far to walk, they can decline the ride if it doesn't work. And at the end of the trip, too, we can tailor information for specific scenarios, like providing more details when a drop-off is in a parking lot. But this limiting the walking is a big focus for us. And so to do that, under the accessibility settings, users will find a feature called minimized walking time. And here's how it works. You know, as I mentioned before, cars sometimes make these trade-offs to give riders more walking time, but a shorter overall trip journey. So for example, if a Waymo vehicle maybe needs to circle the block to pick up a passenger, it may instead decide to stop on the opposite side of the street to limit the time to pick up. But this behavior of the car might have a disproportionately negative impact on blind users. So the passenger instead might request that the vehicle go ahead, circle the block, and come exactly to where I am standing. So it doesn't, that person doesn't have to cross the street, and this feature allows them to do that. And another feature is rider-only matching. So when we talk about these fully autonomous cars, our shorthand is rider-only, meaning there's no driver in the car. So when a user orders a ride, we alert them to the fact that this ride may be rider-only with no driver present before it arrives, and it provides additional information, like a list of 10 things you need to know about this ride. And if the user isn't comfortable with rider only, or they actually need a person to help them, they can give them a tool so they can notify us or cancel the ride. We have also added some new tools to help the rider locate the vehicle. First is the vehicle ID. So this helps people with lower vision who can see color or a few bright letters from far away rather than the license plate. So with this, we highlight a two-digit ID number at the top of the car as an LED, and it can be customized by color. Right now, often in San Francisco, you'll see it flash up the initials of the person who ordered the ride. So when I take rides in San Francisco, I look for the cars that say MP, because that's the one for me. And this helps everybody. I use it all of the time, not just those who have disabilities, to more easily find their car. And another new tool is the honking the horn. So I have used this tool also, where you can use from the app, you can just press a button and it will honk the horn. Thank you. It was, again, designed for blind individuals, making it easier to find the car when there isn't a person behind the wheel to call. But again, this is a great benefit, and I use this all the time, and not just because it's funny, but I use it to actually find the car too. In San Francisco, there's a lot of these cars on the street, so it's nice, really helpful to find them when you need to. And then inside of the car, once the rider's in the car, we've added other settings that help provide assistive audio. So these are tools that help visually impaired riders get context about what's happening in the car. So for example, the vehicle will tell riders when it's yielding for a pedestrian or stopping at a traffic light, just to give riders comfort to know that the car is on track and the ride is continuing as expected. I like the cheers, but I will say this is a tool we built for inclusivity, but actually everybody likes this. My husband and I ran a car recently. He's like, this is so cool. I know exactly what's going on. And it's a tremendous benefit for everyone, too. Once in a while, things don't go as planned on these rides, and that's where our rider support team can step in and helping us be prepared for the unexpected. So once in the vehicle, we have live rider support team just one tap away. They're available in the car and also from the app. For example, rarely, the Waymo vehicle may need to come to a full stop when it doesn't know how to proceed. There may be debris in the road that they can't identify or get around. In those scenarios, a member of the Waymo roadside assistance team will join the ride, take over control, and complete the trip. And we want to make sure we're effectively communicating about this for everyone who is taking the ride. In addition to the internal screen of the car, that where we show what's happening, we also provide audio announcements as well as talk to riders through the event. Our rider support team will also call in, providing a high-touch experience that explains to the rider what's happening and answer questions and describe what will happen next. We're very proud of these features that are available in the car and in the app today. But there is even more ahead of us. For Waymo is a participant in the U.S. Department of Transportation Inclusive Design Challenge. So this is a very exciting project that we've been involved in, too. It's sort of taking what we've done, the OG features, and boosting them up even more. So as I shared with you today, we have come a long way since 2011 in developing this technology, and this is really just the beginning. We are so excited to have been selected as a semi-finalist in the U.S. DOT Inclusive Design Challenge. And this challenge seeks to help us develop new solutions for people with needs to make use of autonomous vehicles to access jobs and healthcare and other critical decisions. And so through our user research and feedback from riders, are you hearing a theme? And developing this fully autonomous technology, we've learned that one of the largest challenges for low vision riders is finding the car at pickup. So this research has formed the heart of our challenge submission. And after being selected as a semi-finalist in January 2021, we have moved on to stage two, which is where we are now. So fingers crossed. In stage two, our team prototyped additional accessibility features beyond those that we've just talked about, and they will include adaptive app navigation, visual, audio, and haptic clues, cues to navigate to a vehicle, purpose-built car sounds for wayfinding, locating with headlights, and hands-free car communication, and also video chat support. So in total, we developed features that fell into 11 different categories, all aimed at improving accessibility. I love all the woo. That is great. So one area of focus, as we talked about, is wayfinding. And our proposal included using creative speech, such as explaining the position of the Waymo vehicle by noting verbally things like, the car is 15 feet away from you as the crow flies. But using language, the everyday language, to help people navigate to where the car is. And we also include purpose-built sounds that help people engage more effectively with the app and haptic vibrations, where we use like a hot and cold approach that users can alert users to where when they're getting closer to the car. Some of you may have used the Apple Watch, and it'll vibrate when you're making turns for navigation. And in this way, we'll use something similar to be able to tell you you're getting warmer, you're getting colder. And earlier, I also mentioned, as you remember, my fondness for the horn honking, because it is pretty fun. But one of the challenges, as you might imagine, is that the horn honking on the Waymo car sounds a lot like a lot of other cars' horns honking. And so through this challenge, we designed a custom horn sound different than the standard honk. I've listened to a couple versions of it. One is that it has this distinctive, like a trill sound, like a high-pitched, pretty trill sound. And another one is like this lovely, like melody that just plays. But it's very bright and a cheerful melody. So you would know when you hear the sound that that is the Waymo car and not a different car that might have a similar horn that's honking. We also think this will benefit people who are not at all interested in riding in AV cars, and those are bystanders who might not like this idea of additional horn honks in these dense urban environments. So this sound feature could also potentially be engaged more proactively by the car. So if you imagine a scenario where someone, a blind user of Waymo, is trying to find the car, but they've got stuff in their hands. They're maybe holding a cane or groceries or a child or something. It might be not easy to pull the phone out and engage with the phone to be able to press the button to have this noise made. So we are working on finding a way to have the car recognize that the user is just close and then send the signal itself so that the person would be able to find the car. So we're very excited about this challenge. We should have the outcome with the winners announced any day now, and we're really hopeful to win. So all of you send your good vibes out there to the USDOT. So this has been an amazing opportunity for us. We love the partnership with the organization, and I just want to say thank you to all of you and to the Federation. I am really proud of Waymo's focus on accessibility, and we're so grateful to be constantly learning from our riders and local and national disability groups, and I think together we will just continue to be dedicated to bringing more accessible autonomous driving to the world. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. This is great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.